We left off yesterday in the middle of Simon Mem Vav, and we read the Mechaber and the Ramah in Siv Ches. So there's an important Ha'aris in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just summarize Siv Ches again. The Mechaber held that when it comes to Birchas HaShachar, if you yourself don't get Hanah from these types of pleasures in the world, then you do not make the bracha with a shem and malchus. You can make the bracha without a shem and malchus. And the Ramah says the Minig Ashkenaz is that you do make the bracha with a shem and malchus, even if you personally did not benefit from it, because the world benefits from such things. Fine. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Dalet here brings up, what about Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Shena? So he says, he quotes here from the Eliyahu Rabbah, that if you were up all night, so that those brachas were dafka nitkan on someone who went to sleep over the course of the night. So what should you do? You should listen to somebody else say the brachas and have in mind to be yotzei with them. As we'll see as we go further, that technically, you know, what we do on Shavuos morning, where we try to be yotzei all the brachas, it's really not necessary. The only two brachas, maybe Yerusha Torah, we'll see that that's not so pashit, but depending on the circumstances. But Hamavir Shena and Elokai Neshama, if you have not slept, you really should not say them for yourself. You should be yotzei with somebody else. But if you slept even Shisha Nishman, you slept 60 breaths, so that's already a very short nap. So that's enough that you could be chayef to say the bracha on your own. Fine. Then in Sifkat Mechavhei, Mishnah Berurah points out that even if you're in the desert and it's impossible for anyone to have heard the call of the Tarnagol, meaning it's not just that you were on the farm and other farmers heard the call of the rooster and you didn't hear the call of the rooster. No, even if you live in the city and there are no roosters for hundreds of miles, it doesn't matter. And then he says something else is very interesting. A blind man can make the bracha pokeach ivrim, and a deaf man can make the bracha of Asher Nasan L'Sech Vivino, even though he couldn't ever hear it, right? So it seems it's because either other people help him out and show him the way, so he does get benefit from the fact that Hashem opens the eyes of the blind, and so too a deaf person gets benefit from the fact that the people around him hear the call of the Tarnagol and they wake up, and therefore they are able to tell him when it's time to get up. Or it's just that, like we said before, that these are the brachas on the Tivul Shel Olam, that human beings benefit from this, and therefore they should make the bracha as well. Okay, but either way, he says, don't forget, you should actually always wait for the proper time, even if you yourself don't benefit from these particular types of hana. Okay, so let's move forward to Siv Tes. Lo yikra psukim kodim birchas HaTorah, afal pi shehu omrim derech tachanunim. Person should not read any psukim before he says Birchas HaTorah, even though he's not really reading them to learn Torah, he's reading them to daven. Meaning, let's say we daven Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra, as you may have guessed from the first word, Psukei is all psukim from Tanakh, right? Mostly from Tehillim. Vishirei David Avdecha, Na'alelcha, right? We're supposed to be all from David Amelech, and that's why you know that what we say at the end of Charosi Mohabaris and Elz Yashir, that's not really part of the original Psukei Dezimra, as it's evident from the bracha that we say on the Psukei Dezimra in Baruch Sha'amai, that Tafka is supposed to be Tehillim from David HaMelech, not Tehillim from other authors. But nevertheless, mostly Psukim from Tehillim. So those Psukim are said, Derech Tachanunim, Derech Shevach, it's not really done. What about, and also he's pointing out, what about Slichos? Slichos is the one time where it's really shaykh to say a lot of Psukim, and you haven't really said Berach Satorah, because you wake up early before dawn to say Slichos, and you haven't yet said Berach Satorah. So says the Mechaber, V'yesh Omrim, and others disagree, and they say, She'ein Lachush, you don't worry about it, K'yem She'ein Omrim, El Derech Tachanunim. So he says it's not a big deal because you say it derech tachanunim. Right, the first shita is the shita of the Ravid that you have to say Birchas Torah no matter what. If a nachon lachush is svara rishonah, so it says in the Chaber, you should be choshesh for the Ravid's svara lechatchila, and you should say Birchas Torah even if you're going to wake up before dawn to say slichos. You should say Birchas Torah before you say slichos. Fine, says Ramah, aval aminik is svara achrona, but the minig is not that way for Ashkenazim. They don't wait. They don't say Birchas Torah before slichos when they wake up early in the morning. Shaharei continues the Ramah. Shaharei bimei aslichos mispalma aslichos va'achakach Vavarchan ala Torah im Seder Shabrachos. We do the whole Seder Habrachos with the Shliach Tzibur after Slichos. We don't deviate from that even during the days of Slichos. V'chein b'chol yom shenichnas lebeis haKnesses omrim kan lepsukim v'tachnunim v'achar kach v'varchim ala Torah. We say a few psukim. We say Matovu. We say Vanim b'rav Chastach, etc., etc. We say a bunch of psukim, and then we say Birchas Torah later. V'nagul l'sadeh Birchas Torah miyad achar Birchas Asher Yatzar v'ein l'shanas. The way we say Birchas Torah is we go to shul, we say Anatil Shedayim, we say Asher Yatzar, and then we say Birchas Torah and don't change from that deviation. V'tov lomer b'shachris achar Shema Yisrael baruch shem kvod machusol olam v'ed kilef amim shoen im kriya shema likrosa shalom bezmano v'yotze b'zeh. So he says it's good to say Baruch Shem because according to those Rishonim, like the Ramban, who hold that only the first pasuk is the Raisa, you have to say Shema and Baruch Shem, and therefore, in case you're going to be late on the Zman Kriya Shema, you want to get it out of the way at the beginning of davening, you be Yotze Minat Torah.